AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. It's our My Life series. My guest today is longtime St. Cloud City Councilman Dave Masters. All right, Dave, so you're in Bemidji, and you're kind of roughing it at this point, and you're a young man. It was just you at this point?
It was.
It was just you? Okay, so how long did you stay there?
I stayed for that year because at the end of the year, it was a good job. It's a little remote up there. But I did get an offer from Chuck Sell, the principal at Tech, and he said, would you like to come back and teach at St. Cloud in Tech High School? So then I said, yes, I'll do that kind of thing. So I did resign from that job up there, and I finished my master's and came back to St. Cloud and taught Tech Ed over at Tech High School where I graduated. So I taught plastics, which I knew pretty well from going through that for a couple of years, and small engines, some welding. I think I had an electricity class and some woods, general woods.
What was it like to be back at your alma mater where you were at?
It was interesting because, you know, for one thing, you kind of, for me, I kind of put teachers up on a pedestal, kind of esteem and so forth. And then you see them from a more personal perspective, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, it made me be a little more comfortable. I learned a lot from them. I mean, just... Jack Hogan was the auto teacher, and we shared an office, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoyed getting to know him as a colleague as opposed to a student in his class.
What year did you start there at Tech as a teacher?
Let's see, it would be, let me just think for a minute, probably, is it 81 then? About 81, 82.
Okay, and how long did you stay at Tech?
You know, here, I know this is the first 4 years were ironic, but I did... There was a strike that year, and we walked the picket line for a month in October, and we walked around and so forth. So they settled the contract, but then that led to cuts, and I got cut. And so then I looked around for a job. I got a job at Ricori High School teaching woodshop over there for that next year.
Okay. So you kept, I mean, this had, you have to probably felt like you've been snake bit here a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was just, you just kind of keep going forward, you know, see what's out there. But yeah, so I really liked Ricori. Ricori had block scheduling. You teach 3 classes, 90 minute classes. You could get a lot done in shop. And that was pretty good. But then I did get bumped at the end of the year. A guy moved from junior high up to senior high, and so I did come back. I got a job at the children's home, which is actually District 742 teachers are there. So I was still hired by 742, but teaching at the children's home. And they wanted a shop program, so I taught shop there and stayed there for a year as a long call sub. And then the guy came back, so I took a job in Northfield, and I taught work experience and so forth at an ALC. And then after the guy came back 1 day or 2 days, then Bill Nelson held the position or whatever. And then I came back to the children's home, and I stayed there 22 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so that, I mean, you bounced around quite a bit. Every year you're changing jobs. Yeah. And then you went back to the children's home, and you stayed there. And that was through District 742.
Right, yeah. And I got married and kind of settled down, have 2 children, that kind of thing. So that was kind of locked into moving around, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and so what year did you finish up at the children's home? When was your last year there?
You know, after being there a number of years, it was a great place. Wonderful staff, a very kind of homey environment and so forth, and home-cooked food and all that kind of stuff. But I was offered a job over at ALC, and I went to the ALC because they didn't have a tech ed program. They wanted to start one. So I started Youth Build over there where we worked on Habitat Homes. So we were the first Youth Build federal site in St. Cloud. And so we would take crews of kids over to work on Habitat Homes.
Okay. Yeah. So you started doing that at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
And work experience that too.
So how long did you continue to do that?
I was there 15 years.
So, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then I retired. And then after that, I subbed for my son, and I had some special ed licensures. And I went to work at Sauk Rapids High School. I taught math for a year. And then I had IEPs, and then there was another job that had opened up over at Benton Stearns where I would work with 18 to 22-year-olds, and we do career exploration, transition skills, and so I'm in that. This is my 3rd year of doing that.
Wow. You love teaching.
I do. You know, and I like variety, change, that kind of thing. So.
And primarily it's been the tech ed shop type of classes, but not entirely.
Right.
You've done various other things too.
Yeah. I taught Project Challenge. I taught, a program for English language learners over night school over at the school in St. Cloud. So I had teaching English as a second language to people. Did that for a couple of years, 5 years. So
you've taught at a lot of schools here in the St. Cloud area.
Yeah, I think pretty much I was at South for a while, Tech, Apollo, ALC. I was at the Children's Home. I was at the Community Center. So yeah, a lot of different places.
Right, and good experiences, it sounds like, primarily.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So I remember the principal that hired me over at the ESL said, "Dave, you're like a workhorse." but I do enjoy it. I like the interaction. It's kind of it's enjoyable for me.
Right. It doesn't feel like work.
No. And that's what I tell kids now. I say, find a job that you love and you don't have to work.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I've heard that many times. Yeah. Dave Masters is my guest today. It's our My Life series here on WJON. More to come in just a moment.